If you have a chronic condition, it could easily be a decade before you get a proper diagnosis. Many chronic diseases, including long COVID or even myalgic encephalomyelitis, also known as chronic fatigue syndrome, can show up as multiple symptoms affecting different parts of the body. And it's not always easy to find an in-person doctor who can diagnose your condition. That's where telehealth companies come in. For more on how telemedicine might change the treatment for patients with challenging, hard-to-diagnose chronic conditions, let's bring in Isabella Cueto. She reports on chronic diseases for our editorial partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Hi, Isabella.
Hi, Deepa.
So 10 years, Isabella, that sounds like a long time for an illness to be properly diagnosed. Why?
Well, like you said, a lot of these conditions, and we're talking about complex chronic conditions, they have symptoms that manifest in different parts of the body. People may be going to different specialists for each of those conditions they're experiencing, and they may pop up over years and they may not piece it together. And so often it takes someone really taking a comprehensive look at the patient and piecing all of that together to arrive at a proper diagnosis.
And who is that usually? Is that your primary care doctor, or who's in charge of piecing all of that together?
Honestly, what I've heard from a lot of patients is that there isn't one person that's in charge of that. Often they're the ones that are having to, you know, quote unquote, quarterback their care and try to do their own research and join together their specialists to make sure they're speaking to each other.
Okay. So then if it's so difficult to get a diagnosis, find doctors, how could telehealth be useful to these patients when everything is done, you know, a virtual visit? Don't you need kind of physical hands-on tests to help with the diagnosis?
So yeah, in a lot of cases, it is helpful to have hands-on or a physical examination. There are certain conditions that require more hands-on tests to arrive at a diagnosis, but telehealth also could help streamline all of these documents, all of these different providers, and all of the information that patients are collecting over time. And so that's where some of these companies are trying to come in and help link all of those things to help patients with complex conditions.
I mean, it sounds very holistic in a way. And I'm wondering, is that all they're doing differently that traditional medicine isn't?
Well, there's a few providers that I spoke to that were in more traditional settings, and now they've opened independent telehealth clinics, and they're able to spend way more time with patients in their new settings than they would be able to. And they say that that's a really important part of managing patients with these diseases, because you need to get a really thorough medical history and, you know, have intense conversations with them that usually medical care doesn't allow for.
And so does that require then maybe some in-person once you start to get into this care?
They do. There's, the services have different options. And so some of these companies are saying, we're just an in-between, offering in-between care between your visits to primary care doctors or specialists. Others are saying, we could do primary, you know, management of your care for you. We can prescribe drugs. We can refer you out to blood tests or other imaging tests or things like that. And so there are different services that offer different things to patients.
Okay. Are there any potential shortcomings for this particular group of patients if they rely on telemedicine?
I think one of the concerns is the quality of the care that they might receive. And so there is a concern about providers who maybe aren't as experienced and don't have the expertise in these conditions getting into the field through telemedicine, and patients going through a similar, you know, diagnostic odyssey or getting lackluster care. There's also the money question, which is a big issue. In a lot of these cases, the care is expensive. And so companies either are cash-based, some are trying to figure out how to get insurance coverage, but this is still pretty costly by and large for patients.
So what you're saying is insurance doesn't actually really cover these virtual visits?
Once again, it depends. There's some telehealth startups that are trying to get in network with insurance companies or working through employer-sponsored insurance plans, but there are others that patients just need to pay out of pocket and maybe cross their fingers and hope their insurance will reimburse them.
And I'm just wondering, finally, is this out of reach then for people who maybe have lower income?
I think that'll be a big question that needs to be answered. Right now, the way that it is with in-person care, with these very specialized doctors who have expertise in these conditions, there can be months-long wait lists. And once patients get in, they're having to pay hundreds of dollars out of pocket just to be seen. And so there's a possibility that that could happen again. But with telemedicine, the bonus is being able to reach more people in different places. And so, you know, there's pros and cons. Got we it. Have to see how it plays out.
Isabella Cueto with STAT. Thank you so much, Isabella.
Thank you.